Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, workshops maybe, I've got an answer. Go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. I want to turn now to two terrific guests we've got here, Jason Sleeman from CIBC and Chris Lalamia from the Trusted Toolbox. But first, Jason Sleeman, he's a Associate Managing Director with CIBC, the bank.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, great. Jason, great to have you here.
Yeah, always the first thing that I have to explain is what CIBC stands for.
And I was going to let you do that, right?
Yeah, so it's the initials for Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce. So we are a U.S. subsidiary of a Canadian bank headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. And I sit in the Atlanta office. So we're in Buckhead, and that's great for our commercial clients. We don't have a branch anywhere near, so we are doing all the things that the commercial bank would normally do, the electronic deposits and kind of helping clients without having the headache of all the branch network that they have to deal with.
Okay. Now we have to get right to that, right? So we know that banking, like a lot of things, is heavily technology oriented these days, but how do you serve your clients without a branch network?
Yeah. So that's one of the strengths that CIBC offers. So as we look at how do we help people as technologies come on, so has the rise of the 1-800 number. And when you look at some of the bigger banks, people say, oh, well, I know my banker. It's teller X, Y, or Z. And so with CIBC, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is we don't have the 1-800 number that you need to call. So because of the fact that we don't have branches everywhere, we really beef up our teams. And so whenever a client is onboarded, they get myself, they get a client specialist that will help with any of the depository needs or, hey, this check, what happened to this? They can help them with that. There's a portfolio manager that will help them with any of the lending requirements. And then we also have someone dedicated to their treasury management. So they get a full team of people. And so when they call, if there's an issue, that person actually knows who they are. They're not going into a queue and says, let me give you my account number and explain to you my problem. And then you transfer me three or four times. When you get that person, they're going to handle it all the way till the end.
Now, that's pretty personal service for a bank as big as CIBC, because this is a multi-billion dollar bank, right?
Yeah, it's a large bank. So the U.S. subsidiary is a $45 billion bank. So it's a pretty large bank. And the bank was built on this model. So across the U.S., it's a very small retail footprint. And that allows us to give a lot better service. Someone like myself, I can go anywhere in the U.S. So if I find a client in the West Coast, I find someone in the Northeast or anywhere in the Southeast, I can help them with that. So because of the fact that we get to travel and follow our referral sources and our clients around, it allows us to kind of really build synergy with our clients. And so not having that is actually a huge benefit. They don't have all the overhead that a banking center does. And so because of that, you can invest in people that will help solve and provide solutions.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, but as a big bank or a larger bank, you've got all the benefits of a lot of services maybe the smaller banks don't have.
Yeah. So as you look at it, there are a lot of services that we can offer. So there's even some unique ones that we can, talk about if you want to do that.
Sure.
And so when you look at it, a lot of people have to make that, am I going to go to a community bank or am I going to go to a very large bank? And we kind of merge the service a community bank would give, but also give the service that a large one would go. And, you know, we offer our clients. Recently, we were working on a project for a client that traded in precious metals. So what they did was they harvested precious metals, you know, unique metals out of different auto parts and different things like that. And they wanted to pay us in those. So we actually did commodity trading for them where they never converted it into dollars. It was, they would pay their loans. They'd pay things back in the metals that we were lending them. So it was a really unique way to help them retain their margins by allowing them to trade in a metal. So we have a metals desk. That's what they do, is they trade in metals. And so they help our clients go back and forth and not have to convert it to cash and be able to make their payments and do those kind of things.
And, you know, as a growing, when you're, I'm sure a lot of business owners listen to that and think, I'll never be in a position like that. But you never know.
Yeah.
You never know where your business is going to take you in terms of the services that you'll need from your bank.
Well, you know, taking it down to where every client has, say you've got a large fleet. One of the other kind of trading desks that we have would be a fuel desk. So if someone is got a large need for diesel and they want to look at their income statement and say, hey, I want to fix the price that I pay for diesel, you can actually hedge diesel pricing. And so you go and say, we're going to buy X number of dollars and I want to have a fixed rate. And so there's a way that the bank can help you guard against price rising when it comes to fuel costs. So if that's a big part of someone's business, you can protect that and you don't have to just say whatever's at the pump, that's what I'm going to pay. You can work with the bank to be able to guard against that.
We're speaking with Jason Sleeman, and Jason is with CIBC. Jason, I'm curious about the kind of clients that you work with. Now, you and who are good fits for you? So you've obviously, as you said, you can go anywhere across the country. You can follow referrals from other clients, what have you. Tell us a little bit about the best fits for you.
So the other good part about CIBC is they've allowed us to have some areas of specialty. So I work with clients that have revenues between $2 and $50 million in top line revenue. So it allows me to kind of work with the largest population of business owners. And so we help them. There's a lot of ways that people come to me. It may be someone having a merger or an acquisition. Someone may be buying a business. Someone may be looking for a large equipment purchase. We deal with clients kind of all across the spectrum. We deal with manufacturing clients. I deal with service clients. I deal with, right now I'm working with a co-working space. We're actually working on that down in Tampa. We're working on a co-working space right now. I'm working with a company that warehouses C-store materials. So it's kind of all across the board. And so I'm more of a generalist. So it could be an attorney. It could be a manufacturer. And based on their revenue, I would be able to work with them.
So let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the unique approaches that you bring to the table, unique opportunities maybe you bring to the table to help clients with their bottom line.
So we were just 2 weeks ago, I was working with one of my companies that operates a cryotherapy studio. I was continuing to do some research on the industry and recently realized that the FSA account has become eligible for cryotherapy. So now you've got all these.
Now define that for us, the FSA account.
The flexible spending account.
Okay, got it.
You would get from your, a lot of companies would have. And if you know about the flexible spending account, the difference between the health savings account and the flexible spending account is it goes away at the end of the year. So it's a use it or lose it. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to one of my clients. We were talking about some other things they had. And I brought up the idea of, hey, have you guys thought about marketing to companies and approaching them as, you know, October, November, December comes up as FSAs are starting to, people are trying to figure out how to spend that money and marketing your cryotherapy business to them. And the owner hadn't really thought about that. He hadn't followed up with a lot of what's going on with that. And so we had a discussion and they're going to create a marketing campaign for the fourth quarter of every year going forward, where they're going to go after business owners and target, give them packages that they can work with their individual employees and use those flexible spending dollars into cryotherapy. So that conversation was not necessarily the reason that we met that day, but it was a big opportunity to impact their bottom line by finding additional revenue sources they hadn't considered. And that was just doing my research, kind of understanding the industries that I work with, and how they can find additional revenue for their company.
Wow, that's a lot of value add for sure. Now, one of the things that we were talking about before we came on was helping a client when the answer is no on a loan. And I was saying, I'm not used to talking about that with a banker. So I'm excited to ask that question. How do you help folks when you have to say no on a loan, which you inevitably will?
You will. Not every loan. There's a couple reasons banks say no for a loan. One is you may not be qualified. Your business doesn't have the revenue. It may just be that the bank doesn't have an appetite for your business today. And I took this as a kind of a philosophy that I was going to do was if I had to say no, I was going to say, but let me help. And so there's a couple of things that I've done as I've looked at this. One, if they're close and we've got one or two things, I get into a coaching philosophy for them. So I say, let's monthly kind of talk about what you're going to do and try and help them out with that. But one of the things that I've done, that sometimes I say, I can't believe I'm doing this, but one of the things I'll do a lot of times is I'll pick up my phone and say, I know a banker that would be willing to do this deal. And I will call them on behalf of that client and say, hey, you know, here's kind of the high level, not telling any names or any specifics, and say, would you be interested in having an approach for that? And so almost what I do is I quote unquote air broker the deal
right
for them. And so I don't want to say no without being able to find a solution. So a lot of times I will find other bankers. Some have already been on your show that I trust and like,
okay.
And I will refer that to someone else. And so that's been one of the ways that I have felt good about it. It's my insurance policy that I can sleep well at night is when I tell someone no, I haven't told them no to their business. I've been able to find an alternate solution. So a lot of it is just networking within the industry and understanding, hey, we were not interested in this investment piece of property right now, but here are two other banks and two other bankers that I really like, and they can do that. So what that allows me to do, part, it's a little bit selfish too, is I get calls and people say, I don't know if you can do it. And I say, great, send me the financials. And if I can't do it, yeah, then I'll help you find the right place. And so I become kind of an industry leader for people to send me deals that may be on the borderline, whether they're doable or not. And sometimes it's referring them to someone like a business coach or a new CPA or, things like insurance. They may be paying too much for insurance. So I try and find a lot of value. I look at it like the client is in the center and say, how can I help them increase their revenue to get the loan that they're looking for?
We're speaking with Jason Sleeman. He's with CIBC. He's an associate managing director of business banking with CIBC. Now, tell us a little bit about financial reporting and what businesses have to worry about with financial reporting.
So giving you some interesting examples, a lot of it is making sure that you are prepared when you bring something to a bank, making sure that your financials are bank ready is going to be really important, because I tell people they really have one shot. You can't unsee what you've already seen. So you don't get a do-over with a piece of a eraser and say, never mind, I'll bring that back in a moment.
First impressions are everything.
Yeah. And I actually had a balance sheet one time come to me and I added it up and it didn't balance. And so the name of what the sheet was supposed to do didn't actually come in. And so we looked at that and said, that's probably going to be a problem because it didn't balance. And when it doesn't balance, that becomes a problem. A lot of other times you look at it and you say, are you doing the right things? And so I had a client that it was good for them at the time. They didn't have any debt on the business. And so they were taking really, really large distributions. They were paying themselves very, very well. And when we put the loan to it, banks look historically. They don't get to look future cash. They have to go back and look historically. It didn't cash flow. So what we had to tell the client was, okay, now you have to go back and you have to pretend like you have a loan and you can't take all the money out of your business. You have to leave some of the money in if you're going to borrow some money. And so that client had to kind of wait back, finish a tax return and take less distributions so they could get their numbers to the effective ratio that the bank needed to actually approve the loan. So when you look at some of those items, there's different things that you have to do. You may be operating a great business without any debt on it, but as you look at the debt and look at the bank, they're going to want to have some input on how you run your business because you owe them money. And so having, you know, financials that go the right way and, you know, making sure that you're conscious of the fact that the bank wants you to make enough money to pay them back are going to be really key ratios when you're preparing your internal financial statements.
And it sounds like what you're offering, given the way you approach clients, is, hey, I can help you get to that point, right? Because not all business owners understand how to manage their business and their financials to be bank ready.
So I've been in commercial banking for a little while, and in banking as a whole over 20 years. And the reason that I do this is not for the glory of cold calling and knocking on doors to business owners. It's when you get the one that really does value the input that you have and will allow you to help them get to where they want to go. Because every business owner has a goal. They want to sell the business. They want to pass it down. They want to create jobs. And so they're focusing on things a lot of times that are not the income statement or the balance sheet. They're trying to get the product out. They're trying to deal with HR issues. And so I like the ability to actually impact their bottom line and help be an advisor as part of their financial team. And that's really what makes me excited about being in commercial banking and getting to work with really, really good business owners that want to improve what they're doing and kind of grow a legacy.
That's terrific. And that enthusiasm shines through, Jason. So for those that would like to be in touch, would like to know more, how can they be in touch with you?
Yeah. So I can give you a phone number that you can call or text me on, 404-375-3945, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Jason Sleeman.
And Jason is a banker who texts. I love it. Yeah. So terrific. Jason Sleeman with CIBC. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Now I want to turn to Chris Lalamio with the Trusted Toolbox.
That's right. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Chris, tell us a little bit about the Trusted Toolbox. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I've been in business for 11 years. I started this to provide a service to homeowners in the North Atlanta area, doing things all around the house, from that drywall repair to fixing wood rot around the house, changing out doors and windows, trying to be the one spot you could go to get somebody you could trust to work on your house and to make sure that it was taken care of.
And tell us a little bit about you. I mean, why did you decide to get into this business?
Yeah, so it's a long story. Then we don't have that much time, but I will make it short. So I've got my master's in mechanical engineering and always been somebody who's worked on houses. But I went the corporate America route and went through a consultancy. And then I actually worked in the loan ops department at SunTrust, running that division and fixing that. But I've always wanted to run my own business. And so I followed my passion and started the Trusted Toolbox to get involved in this.
You know, it's folks like my wife that are really glad you followed your passion, because otherwise nothing would get done at our house, or a lot of folks that are listening at their house too. Tell us a little bit about what makes you different. Lots of handyman services out there, lots of independent handyman, right? So what makes you different?
Yeah. So the reason I really started this was I started to have a little bit more money than time, and we started to hire people to work on our own house, and things would happen. And we've all had those stories. We paid somebody a deposit and he never showed up again. We paid somebody the full ticket item and found out that he only did half the work. So I started this so that you could have somebody you could trust to work on the house and work on a number of different things across the house. One thing that I've learned over 11 years is that I'm not an expert in the house. I just have seen a lot. And what we do is we bring the right person to the right job on the right day. And so what we try to do is take away the people's stress around scheduling and trust and put it in the hands of us to make sure we're getting the right guy there doing the right thing and when they want us to do it.
Tell us a little bit about the kind of jobs that you do. I mean, what's part of your scope? What are the jobs that you would pass on to someone else?
Yeah, so we're the first to tell you what we can't do. So we don't work on gutters or roofs. We don't do landscaping. Major additions are a little bit too big for us. But we'll do everything from a bath and kitchen remodeling, because we have a remodeling division as well, down to that punch list. People have been really happy with what we call our handyman for a day. You send us a list, maybe a few pictures of what you want to get done. We can figure out which one of our guys is the best fit for you. And then within the day, we can knock out a number of things. So kids are back in school. We can take care of all that drywall repair from people beating up the house. You've got holidays coming around the corner. We can take care of that mother-in-law suite. So when she comes down, she's excited to come stay with you, and you're excited to have her stay with you. Wink, wink.
But you can't guarantee great results out of that visit, but you'll do the best you can, right?
Yeah, we're not a family counselor, but we definitely can take care of the house everybody's staying in.
You got to stay in your lane, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you don't know your competency for sure. That's Chris Lalamia, and he is the owner of the Trusted Toolbox. Now, Chris, I think folks listening to this interview might be like me and think, you know, handyman, that's generally a sole practitioner, maybe somebody who's doing the work on the side, retired, something like that. You've got a pretty large company. You cover a large area. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we'll cover everywhere from Snellville over to Ackworth, from I-20 up to Cumming. We've got 17 guys that work for us. What I think now is really we're in the training business. We train people around the customer experience. We'll train people on different aspects of home repairs. We actually have a train-out program where we're making sure that they're certified in certain areas to work on your house. The big thing with that handyman, and I've had that experience, you know, a guy came out and fixed our front door, did a wonderful job. And we said, well, if he's doing such a great job, we'll have him change out a couple of toilets, only to come back and find out that they were leaking and had to go back and fix them. So we offer a one-year warranty. We also offer a group that's also behind that guy. So when somebody shows up at your door, he's just not a sole practitioner. He's got the resources behind him to order materials that we may not be able to find, or find some guidance on something that maybe he ran into, which you can run into something that you've never seen before in a house.
So give us some advice. What are the questions that we need to ask when we've got a problem with our home, or we just got something we want to change?
Yeah, the internet's a great thing, and it's also a great thing, which is it can give you a lot of information. I think the big thing, especially in our industry, there's not a licensing process for this, even though we have our general contractor's license. Is this guy willing to put himself out there? Is he just a referral from a friend, which we all know is our number one source of finding referrals for things around the house? But is this guy willing to stay out there and stay with it? We have a website. We've got a dedicated office. We're going to answer questions, and we're not going to run away from the problem.
Well, that's pretty clear. Chris LaLamia, the owner of the Trusted Toolbox, I'm curious. Because you're not a franchise. You started your business from scratch. Talk about maybe some of the surprises you've seen in your business, and congratulations for being in business 11 years now, right?
Yeah, it's been, you know, I was the smartest guy in the room. I decided not to franchise and do my own thing. I'm actually thinking about taking the concept nationally, but we'll start with this. And one of the biggest surprises I found was that people who said they are tile guys who really aren't. People who underestimate what needs to be in a shower, because you get more water in your shower in a month than you do on your house in a year. We're always worried about your roof, but nobody thinks about the shower. And some of the work that I've seen done on showers is frankly just an abomination. And it was amazing to me when I first got started how bad people did those. The other thing is anybody can call themselves a handyman. And if you've got a tool belt and a pickup truck, you kind of assume that this guy knows what he's doing, especially if he's somebody looks like me, a little long in the tooth and maybe has some calluses on the hand. You think this guy knows what he's doing. And I'm here to tell you, the more I see, the more I realize I don't know as much as I thought I did. And so we research a lot around structural repairs. We're always trying to keep up with the latest new materials coming out. We've got a good relationship with Home Depot. We've got a dedicated rep who helps us identify new products coming out and when there's ever recalls.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, tell us a little bit about how a client works with you. So they call you up and say they've got a problem. What happens?
Yeah. So, like I said, we've got people answering the phones. We also have an email. We have a website where you can actually go out and book an online estimate where you can have somebody come out to your house. Our best client is the person who has that list, has walked around the house, has said, I need to take care of this in Johnny's room, and I got to take care of that in Alice's room. And they have that list. And then when they call us, we can figure out whether or not we can dispatch a technician just to come take care of the job, or if we need to come out there and take a look at it on site before we get started. We're trying to do a big thing here, and that is set customer expectations before we get there. With the advent of HGTV and the internet and YouTube, a lot of people feel like they know the answers, and they self-diagnose. I'm guilty of that when it comes to WebMD and my personal health. So people do that with our home. But the fact of the matter is sometimes we actually need to take a look at it to figure out if we can take care of them or not. Once we go out there, if it requires an on-site estimate, we'll give them a detailed line item, a PDF estimate, so that they can look and see what the work actually is. We'll then convert that into a work order, and then we'll work to schedule around them. I have a lady who's full-time dedicated to scheduling our 17 guys to make sure we're working on their time. 11 years ago, when I first got started, I thought for sure we'd be in afternoon and weekends. company. What I found now is that today's people really value their time at night and on the weekends and really like to have us work during the week.
Sure, sure. Makes perfect sense, particularly for the area that you're servicing with folks that are constantly on the move, for sure. We're speaking with Chris Lalamia, and Chris is the owner of the Trusted Toolbox. So, Chris, great stuff. For those that would like to be in touch with you, book an appointment, get a diagnostic done, tell them how they do that.
Yep. So, of course, we have the website, the Trusted Toolbox. We also have a Facebook page out there you could join where we're going to put out a number of our before and after pictures and talk about that. On our website, you can book anytime you'd like. You can go out there and book an online estimate. We're booking those out usually within the week. If you need something earlier, you can always call or email us. We work with a number of people, even out of state. One of the biggest successes we've had recently was Rachel's parents, unfortunately, had to move out of the house and passed away, and she took over the estate. But she lives in Connecticut and needed to have the house fixed here in Atlanta. She didn't know what to do or how to do it, found us online, and we were able to work with her remotely and then meet with her in person and then send her pictures of everything we did after we were done. So she's thrilled, and she's got somebody in the house renting now. So you can work with us a number of ways because we're a real place with a brick-and-mortar facility where you can come find us if you want.
That's fantastic. Chris Lalamia, he's the owner of the Trusted Toolbox. Thanks for being with us.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, great to have you. So, folks, you are today you're more connected than ever, and whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renasant understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renasant also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renasant has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renasantbank.com. Renasant Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC. And folks, we do this show every Tuesday at least, but we do special shows. And so check us out on NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com, where you can find an archive of all our shows. You can go in and search by a particular entrepreneur or business leader, industry, a keyword, and find out of 170 or so shows that we've done here at North Fulton Business Radio. You can find a lot of great business leaders. So check that out. If you would listen to us on a podcast platform, well, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast, just about any podcast app you can name, we're there. So you can find us by searching North Fulton Business Radio. We'd love it if you could give us a 5-star review and help us keep up giving the good word out for business leaders in our community. So for our guests, Jason Sleeman and Chris Lalamia, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renasant understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renasant, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renasant has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renasant Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.